The news in touch with your world. I'm Ul Kutsir. Good afternoon. All systems go for matric exams and KPMG loses another client. National Examinations Quality Assurance Body, UMALASI, says it's all systems go for the 2017 National Senior Certificate Examinations and that it's pleased with the standard of exams. This as exams are expected to get into full swing tomorrow when more than 630,000 learners will sit for the first English paper. The Department of Basic Education added that all measures are being taken to prevent irregularities. The Free State Department of Education, as one of the top matric achievers in recent years, has also said exams have been running smoothly with no reports of irregularities. The department spokesperson, Howard Ndaba, has told OFM News that the province is taking all measures to prevent papers from getting leaked and they plan to retain the number one position. African Rainbow Minerals has become the latest in a string of high-profile clients to drop KPMG as its auditor. KPMG has been hemorrhaging clients after admitting to flaws in work it did for South African Revenue Service regarding their so-called Rogue Investigations Unit, as well as the Gupta family last month. The work performed for the Guptas is linked to accusations of undue influence over President Jacob Zuma and the government. Several big money clients have cut ties with the auditors in recent weeks, while the Guptas and Zuma deny any wrongdoing. The presidency has, however, indicated their belief that the lifestyle audit, cited as evidence in the looming corruption charges against Zuma, may be flawed as well, as the same firm and auditors linked to the SARS investigation were responsible for this. And Minister of Finance Malusi Gigaba has been challenged to a wager over the future of South Africa's national carrier, South African Airways. His challenger, transport consultant Terry Markman, is willing to bet 100,000 rand that SAA won't be profitable in 3 years. Markman says bailing out the carrier repeatedly is a sign of insanity on government's part. He says approximately 5 billion rand of taxpayers' money goes to SAA each year, money he believes could be directed elsewhere.
So I'm hoping that he will accept my bet, say that he believes SAA will be profitable in 3 years' time. If that is the case, I will be absolutely delighted to pay that because we'll be saving the country billions. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to spend the money now because he's going to lose it. And I just think that's enough. Every year, same bailouts, more promises, and there's no stopping it at all.
Markman's comments come ahead of Gigaba's medium-term budget policy statement on Wednesday. Your top story at this hour. The examinations quality assurance body, UMALASI, says it's all systems go for the 2017 National Senior Certificate Examinations and that it's pleased with the standard of exams. For all the latest news, like OFM News, in touch with your world on Facebook.